From the airport to the lakefront to Public Square, Cleveland has spruced itself up for the RNC. But a group of filmmakers and community organizers says the pretty picture is not an accurate one. In today's State of the Arts, we preview the film series The Fixers. Kate Sopko got the idea to make short films about what life is really like in Cleveland the day she found out her city won the RNC. The lead artist on the Fixers project calls her art social practice work.
Work that creates human interactions.
It's the kind of art she thinks Cleveland needs with the Republicans coming to town. Sopko and the filmmakers she assembled for the Fixers project wanted everyday Clevelanders to deepen the dialogue around the RNC. So the artists asked well-networked neighborhood residents to show them around.
The central question that all of us have responded to, and mainly the Fixers have responded to, is what tour of the city, what tour of Cleveland would you give RNC delegates if you had the chance?
Journalists often work with such Fixers to take them to the heart of a story.
So the Fixer will, like, drive them everywhere. They will translate for them. They will say, oh, these are all the people you need to meet and the places you need to go, so that a journalist can get a story very fast.
The filmmakers on her project, Robert Banks, Angela Beeler, Chelsea Corso, Elizabeth Press, Paul Sobota, and Tom LaFay, all have Cleveland ties, but they needed Fixers to show them the ropes.
It's been a really lengthy process of sort of talking to people around town who are policy analysts, journalists, organizers, activists, about who are voices in our community that are doing amazing work, that can show things, that can tell us a lot more about where political priority should lie.
There should not be a tale of two cities, not in one city.
Marvetta Rutherford is a Fixer featured in one of the films.
I've written public transportation for over 45 years. Cleveland has a long way to go to become a major metropolitan city when it comes to public transportation.
In the film in which she was the Fixer, other riders help underscore the point.
I gotta walk way up there, up the hill. When a two come pick me up right there.
Right, and they want to reduce the service.
Right.
So you know where they're going to reduce the service.
In the inner city.
Rutherford has no doubt RNC delegates will leave with a positive impression of Cleveland.
Now, is it accurate? No. It's a very whitewashed variant of what this actual city is. And it's going to be a shame that most convention goers are only going to see what has been presented for them.
Besides public transportation, other films in the Fixer series look at infant mortality, gang violence, and police-community relations. Most of the half-dozen films are about problems in search of solutions. But one is about a woman with a passion for education who's creating change.
Denise Horton, and I am a site coordinator at Harvey Rice Wraparound School.
Horton's one of 25 site coordinators in the new Cleveland Plan for School Reform. In her troubled school, she works with the principal.
We all communicate everything from what's going on there academically and what we can do to help out with that. What we notice with children's behavior, we can immediately identify children and call over.
Right.
And they're on the way, you know.
Horton works in the repurposed building where she was born.
It's the old St. Luke's Hospital. It's awesome. It gives me goosebumps every time I think about I have arrived in the place that I actually first took my first breath. And that is where I'm giving a lot of my energy to.
The Fixer series has been shown at community gatherings since May, and the five-minute films are also on view at Spaces, a contemporary art gallery in the Flats. Christina Vassallo is its executive director. She says the Fixer series ties in with the gallery's theme for 2016, invisibility.
People like Denise and Marvetta are doing the work that we often don't see. We live in a great city, and we don't always know the people who help make it great.
The lead artist of the Fixer series, Kate Sopko, hopes that after the convention is over, her project will continue.
It's created a whole bunch of new relationships. We hope that that's just the beginning, actually, that each one of these films can open up a conversation around that specific issue area, around how issues are connected in the city, around creative problem solving, around where resources should be applied.
The collaborative artwork of the Fixers, all six films, will be screened immediately after the RNC, Monday night at the Bob Stop. And that's this week's State of the Arts. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.